Morning. My name is Adam Smith, and I, along with Brickell Heber, we lead the middle school youth ministry here at Grace called Shift. We meet on Wednesday nights from 7 to 8:30, but first, that video was a video for Winter Blast, which is our winter retreat that we do every year, and it is amazing. If you have or know any middle schoolers or high schoolers who aren't currently plugged in, this trip is a fantastic opportunity to get involved with what the Lord is doing here at Grace in our youth ministry. So this is our Youth Sunday. So I'm just here to tell you a little bit about Shift and a little bit about what we do from a week to week basis. But first, if you're a leader at Shift, can you stand up for a second? Yeah, we are blessed. You guys can have a seat. We're blessed with this team because this team loves our middle schoolers. This team comes every Wednesday night, not because it's convenient for them, not because they don't have enough homework as it is, or they have enough time as it is, but because they're passionate about investing in your middle schoolers and in the next generation of the church. So nothing that we do at Shift could be done without those leaders. So they're amazing. And we as middle school leaders are not the enemy of you as parents, even though we do crazy stuff. We want to come alongside them and we want to invest in them. We want to pour into them and we want to speak life into them. So I'll just give you a rough schedule of what our Wednesday nights look like. We meet every Wednesday from 7 to 8:30. And we come and we have some fun. We have some pizza. We play some games, but that's not why we do what we do. We do what we do so we can spend time with your kids, and we can speak life into them, and we can speak the vision that the Lord has for them over them, and we can tell them that they are worth it and that God does have a plan for them and he wants big things for them. So this morning, we're just going to hear a couple short testimonies from two of our middle schoolers, one of them who's here, one of them who wrote it down and wanted us to read it. So first is Brickell, and she's going to read Ivy's.
All right. So Ivy sent me this testimony, and she isn't here right now, but I'm really proud of her for writing this. So Ivy said, "Hi, I'm going to be sharing an encounter that I recently had with God. So we all have had moments or time periods in our life when we are struggling with maybe feeling alone or unwanted. Maybe you even feel like you don't have a purpose. I was going through one of those times and just feeling really low. So I was cleaning toilets. Hey, I mean, God works in strange ways and in strange places, am I right? And so as I was cleaning toilets, I was just feeling really unloved and alone, questioning my purpose, which, by the way, was totally not true. I have many people in my life who care about me and love me deeply. But anyway, I was feeling down and believing the lies of Satan. And then I just heard God telling me that I'm here because he loves me and because he wants me. And he also helped me see that it was lies that I was believing, not the real truth. And he was saying to stop believing those lies. I heard him saying that I was here for a reason, as we all are. And so that really touched me. It helped strengthen me, and now when that starts to happen, I have been able to say no and push back against the lies. I am here for a reason, and I am treasured and loved by God. I hope that that may be an encouragement to anyone who might be struggling in a similar way this very second." That was Ivy who was speaking, and now you're going to hear from Kyler.
Hi, my name is Kyler Decker, and I'm a seventh grader at Leo. Recently, I've been struggling with lust. I knew it was wrong, but I never got myself to stop until just recently. Throughout this battle, I never spent time with God outside of Shift in church. I thought God abandoned me until I noticed that I had abandoned him. One day, I decided that I wanted to change my life, so I decided to spend time with God. I prayed that God would show me that he was still there, and that's exactly what he did. The first verse I read was definitely a sign from God. 1 Corinthians 5:1, "I can hardly believe the report about the sexual immorality going on among you, something even pagans don't do." And then the next verse I read was 1 Corinthians 5:6 and 7, "Get rid of the old yeast by removing this wicked person from among you. Then you will be like a fresh batch of dough made without yeast, which is what you really are. Christ, our Passover lamb, has been sacrificed for us." When I read the second verse, I knew my yeast was lust and I needed to get rid of it. After getting rid of it, I've been spending time with God daily, and I've been able to resist temptations. Another verse I read was Romans 8, 1 and 2. It says, "And because you belong to him, the power of life-giving spirit has freed you from the power of sin that leads to death."
I just think it's incredible to just hear those testimonies and to just know that they're encountering God. And it's not just encountering God on a Wednesday night, but they're encountering God on other nights of the week, all throughout their life. And I'm just encouraged by that our students are just being taught by not just us, but the parents to encounter him. And that's just what we want for Shift, is we want to create a place where these kids can be hearing from God. And so we really want to do that. But in order to do that, we need prayer, and we need the Holy Spirit to be there and to be encountering these students. So we would just like to ask for you guys to be praying for us and for our students as we go throughout the weeks of just spending time with them. We need prayer that the Spirit would be there and be encountering them. And also, we need as much help as we can get with this ministry. So if you feel led to come help, we would love for you to just come talk to us after service. And we would love to get you involved, however that may look. Just come talk to me or Adam. Thank you. And Kyle is coming up next to talk about Momentum.
Go ahead and roll that that video.
My name is Colton Junk. I'm a junior at New Haven High School. I was always grew up in a religious house, and I knew what religion was, but it was never stressed on me about having a personal relationship with Jesus. I knew what the gospel was. I knew the word of God. I read the Bible, but I didn't really live it. I didn't really have a personal connection with Christ. That was until GoMad 2018. I remember specifically the first day, Kyle told me, "Dude, God's going to wreck you," and he was right. Saturday night during the worship service, the speaker spoke about pride in particular, which was my main problem, holding me back from giving myself to Christ, which I learned that night. It was really hard for me to comprehend that I'm not in control of my life, and I'm not the one writing my story, that God is, and he knows better than I do. So on that night, I let that go and give my life to Christ.
Let's go. This is Becca.
Hi, I'm Becca Snodgrass. I'm a freshman at New Haven, and I went to church with my family my whole life and a Lutheran school up until this year. I was baptized and confirmed at a Lutheran church, and when I was 4 years old, I accepted Jesus into my heart when I was praying with my mom. While these are all great things, I've never had a personal relationship with Jesus up until this year, until GoMad. At GoMad, I just saw the passion that Zach, Savannah, and Kyle had for him, and I knew I wanted that as well. At GoMad, Savannah approached me and asked me, "Becca, have you ever committed your life to Jesus?" And I said, "Well, when I was 4, I was praying with my mom, and I asked him to come into my heart." She then said, "On a scale of 1 to 10, how close are you to wanting to recommit your life to Jesus?" I said 9. That night, I went to Momentum, and while I was worshiping, I just felt God saying, "Yes, Becca, I want you. I want you to do this." So I texted Savannah after, and I told her I was a 10 now. On November 6, 2018, I recommitted my life to Jesus. In the last month, I've prayed and worshiped more than I have in my entire life. Two teachers have even approached me at my high school and told me, "Becca, you look more alive and healthy in the last month than I have known you your whole life." That's truly just because I'm seeking God 100%. In Jeremiah 29, verse 13, it says, "You will seek me and find me when you seek me with your whole heart." I've begun to seek God with my whole heart, and I'm still seeking him, and it's really shining through in all aspects of my life.
I really could sit down now. I mean, how do you top that? Transformed lives. There's one thing to to know religion. It's another thing to know God's word. It's another thing to live out a disciple life, a life of a follower of Jesus. So this thing called GoMad, once again, my name's Kyle Zimmerman. I'm the high school youth ministry team leader here at Grace. Those are my peeps over there. But that really doesn't matter when God is being lifted up in such amazing ways in these kids' lives and they're passionate about worship. But Go Mad, you heard that twice. You heard it in Colton's story. Colton was sitting next to me at Go Mad and I was like, dude, God's gonna wreck your life tonight. He's like, what are you talking about? I was like, just wait, bro. And he did. And so Go Mad is an event, about 1,500 students or so that go to the Grand Wayne Center, different high schools, and the word of God, the gospel is preached. And so these kids get to hear it, they're confronted with it, and now what do they do with it? And so Zach and Savannah Laby are leading the Campus Life ministry. Zach and Savannah, why don't you come up here? I want people to see you. I know that I wasn't planning on doing this, but... And Audrey Murray, why don't you come up too? You were clapping, but then all of a sudden you're like deer in headlights. Wait, me too? So these are my some of my leaders, but Zach and Savannah Laby, I'm going to step off to the side. They're in the high school. Zach's in the high school. Savannah's in the middle school. They've just decided to make New Haven school district their mission field. And so they're doing ministry and Go Mad. Kids are confronted with the gospel and then they get to sort things out with Zach and Savannah. And then we have a really good relationship with Campus Life, Grace Gathering, and other churches as well. But then they get filtered into a local church and then they get discipled and then things happen. So it was pretty awesome Becca said that she was confronted at Go Mad, but then came to Momentum after. And that's when, it was beautiful how God orchestrated that. And that's the beauty of having parachurch and church being partnered together. So I love these guys. They're in the trenches. They're loving on kids constantly, even when they're not getting loved back. And it's amazing. I have five other volunteer leaders, four women, one guy, but two of them were out of town today, so I couldn't have them up here. But I want you to see them because Adam and Raquel and myself, we're just the people who get handed the microphone. But where ministry happens is with this team. They're the ones in small groups. They're the ones dealing with emotional problems and spiritual issues and things at home. They're the ones that are getting confided in and having sleepovers and having B-dub nights and all those things. So they're doing ministry. So I'm just the guy handed the microphone. They're the ones that really make the magic happen. And I'm super grateful as a leader to have such a strong team who loves teenagers in such a passionate way. But let me just mention a few others who are not here. Jaffa Volker, amazing. Been with me in doing Momentum almost as long as I've been doing it. Aaron Schumann, amazing. Everybody like runs to Aaron. It's like when a new kid walks in the door, like they feel like family right away because Aaron's running up to him. Audrey Murray just has been amazing me in so many different ways. She came back from North Carolina and just has jumped right in with both feet. I'm so ecstatic that I have her on the team. Zach and Savannah Laby. And then Ann Smith. Ann, she doesn't come to Momentum. I don't know if she can handle all the craziness. She could. She's crazy herself. However, she meets with a group of female students every single week, just pouring into them, discipling them. And that is what it's all about. So I am super excited to have this team with me. Not only do I get to do ministry with them, but I love them and they're my friends. So we are at Momentum are trying to take things from a delivery culture, which is me talking at you, delivering information to you so that you can turn that into hopefully discipleship, moving that into what's called development. So we are having more small group time, more hands-on time, more targets, which are youth missional communities outside of Momentum, outside the church. And then we do this thing called Momentum on the Move. Momentum on the Move, is the last Sunday of every month. So they come here for three weeks and then we go do something else. So typically it's been like Laser X or Crazy Pins or something fun. They want to shift that from doing all fun stuff to taking half fun and half outs. They want to go to Shepherd's House and hang out. They want to go to the rescue mission. They want to go and minister at nursing homes. They want to go out and impact the community, which is awesome to see because it's where faith gets feet, if you know what I mean. So it's pretty cool that that's all happening. But I've never done this before. And so this is new to me because, we're at the point where we've always had plenty of people. Now the workers seem to be few. And so if you have the passion for youth to know Jesus, if you have some margin in your capacity of time, and if you are, vibrant in your own relationship with God, because we want you, you can't pour out an empty cup. We have to feed ourselves. We have to spend time in the secret place. I am interested in talking to you to see where you might fit in to the youth ministry of Momentum, because I love these kids, but Zach and I are the only dudes. We're the only guys. And Zach's a busy dude. Andy has another ministry. So if he's not there, you know, it's just me and there's 20 guys in a room. That's not a small group. So I need some help, okay, at this point. And I'd love to talk to you. But for those of you who don't feel called to youth ministry, for those of you who don't have the time and margin, I am pleading with you that I know, I'm under no delusion that on my gifts or on my team's gifts and abilities that discipleship is going to take place. It's going to take place. The battle is on our knees. And as a church, I want to plead with you, would you please lift up Shift and Momentum, the students, in prayer? Because it is tough to be a kid now. It is so tough. I look back, I'm just a couple generations removed. I'm getting older. And it, like, I did not have the things available to me to get into the trouble. I know I would have if I had it. I just didn't have it available. Now it is totally available all the time. And so we need your prayers. We have to go up against Satan. We have to go up against the world and its influences. What's considered normal, okay? Because we rage against that. And so if you would be willing to pray for the youth ministry at Grace Gathering, would you just nod your head up and down so I can see? Yeah, awesome. I'm super appreciative. Also, if you are one of those prayer warriors and you want to actually name a kid by name, okay, come and see me. Come talk to me or one of my leaders and ask them for a couple of kids' names that you can pray for, because I've seen some effective things come of that. But naming kids by name and asking them and interceding for them on their behalf, man, I would love to, as a church, just be lifting up the youth ministry all the time. I need you guys. I need it. So I'm super appreciative. Thank you so much, guys. I super appreciate it. And Brian Gehrig, if you'd come up. Brian is our leader, fearless leader, and he's going to bring you to the word today.
It is true, I'm the old guy. I've been in youth ministry now almost 30 years, and I have never been in a more exciting time in youth ministry. It's just amazing to see what God is doing through middle school and high school students. Many of you know, if you follow anything on Facebook, this last couple of weeks have been really, really difficult for our family. My father's been in the hospital for about 3 weeks. About two nights ago, he didn't think he was going to make it. And the thing that, there were lots of people that came and prayed, but I think the thing that really ministered to me the most was when we had a family of young people that came and prayed for my dad, and prayed, I would say, like just like I would as an adult, with the same type of enthusiasm and understanding of who they were in Christ. And then I had another three guys that just teenagers that just showed up kind of out of nowhere and said, we'd like to pray with you and your dad. Those are the types of things when Kyle was talking about moving beyond just delivering the goods to development. That's really what we're striving to do. It's not about us just teaching. It's about really imitating and discipling young people to do what Jesus did. and discipling communities of them. It's so exciting when I see, like this morning, when we see high school students who are pouring into elementary school teachers and they're being their huddle leaders, and we have some teenagers who are hanging out with moms and the babies. When we have young adults who, like all of the shift leaders, who are giving back to the high school students. It's not just about delivery, but it's about developing people. On any given week, we have 13 targets. They're youth missional communities that are spread literally across our county. It goes as far out as Jefferson Point to New Haven and as north as you can get just by DeKalb County. Literally, our youth are spread out all over the place. They're praying before schools. They're gathering in the halls. They're ministering to students. They're affecting their teachers. And the principals are scratching their heads going, I knew this kid, you know, as a freshman. What happened to them? And all we can answer is, it's Jesus. Jesus is transforming the lives of young people. We're slowly becoming not just a ministry, which is a great thing, but really what we're seeing is we're becoming more of a movement across the city, seeing young people. We want our students to be able to share the gospel story in easy, tangible ways. We want them to be able to pray for the people around them. We want them to see the students in their football team or their cross-country team or their choir or their band as people in need of Jesus, and really building those relationships. That's really what our ministries are all about. I want to read to you some scripture out of 1 Timothy. It's really, really familiar. Sometimes when it's a familiar verse to us, we kind of glaze over. But I want you to think about Paul's relationship with Timothy, I'm sure he called him Timmy. Timothy, because we don't know much about Timothy's dad, but we know that he had a strong grandmother and a strong mother in the faith. But Paul came alongside Timothy, and this was something that he wrote to him in a letter and said, command and teach these things. Don't let anyone despise you for your youth, but set the believers an example in speech and conduct, in love, in faith, in purity. Until I come, devote yourself to public reading of Scripture. We have a lot of students who, during their free time in school, they'll just open up their Bible, start reading, which is an amazing example. They don't do it because they want to be seen. They're doing it because they're filling their souls up. So read public reading of Scripture, to exhortation, to teaching. Do not neglect the gift you have, which was given to you by prophecy when the council of elders laid their hands on you. Practice these things. Immerse yourself in them so that all may see your progress. Keep a close watch on yourself and on the teaching. Persist in this, for by doing so, you will save both yourself and your hearers. You know, I don't know if you've ever been in a windstorm. I love wind. That's one of my favorite things, like to be out in the open into wind. But literally, we're trying to encourage our students to chase the wind, the Holy Spirit. If you're walking out of mire, you know, those $10 coupons you get, you know, those are like really expensive. You know, my wife's like, keep those. We need to use them the next time. But I had several months ago where I came out and the wind literally took it out of my hand, and I'm chasing it down the parking lot. And if you know the wind, as soon as you get to the receipt and you go out and pick it up, guess what? It shifts again. That's the adventure. That's the thing that we want students to realize, that Jesus, our King, is the most exciting creator that they ever follow. And so, I'm 52 years old. I just had cataract surgery. I know. I was really the youngest person in there, though. But, which is really cool. I can see you guys today. I am short, bald, and overweight. I am not a cool person. And yet, I have a gift that I want to share with young people, because I believe that they are the builders. There's something about this generation and my generation who are architects, something about working together. So I want to challenge you old people who are in the room that it is not too late. When Kyle said something, we need you, there is something really, I believe, spiritual that is happening between generations. And I want to encourage you today to think about what it is that God is calling you to do. Because we all have the responsibility to disciple young people. And some of you have discipled your own kids and they're out of the house now. God may say to you, you have an empty bedroom. I want you to allow for someone else who maybe, like a Timothy, didn't have the best environment at home. Welcome them into your home and be family. It may be that you have a specific skill or vocation or something that you can train people with. It may be a seeking God study. You may say, I'm a teacher. I have some time. I'm just going to cut out, you know, for a couple students who are just seeking God and just be there for the questions. Whatever it is that God may be calling you to, I want to challenge you today to listen to the voice of the Spirit. Because I believe today, we've been praying about this day, that God is calling more people to the forefront. Statistics show that if a young person is not introduced to Jesus by the age of 18, and there's some sort of connection to him, that the chances drastically go down after that. That's why we do what we do. And I'm so excited to be a part of it. If you have any questions for us, or you want to be a part, or you want more information, would you please come see us at the Connection Center? I know we say that every week, come see us at the Connection Center. I don't know if people go there or not, but we don't have a box of chocolate, but we would love to talk to you about youth ministry, and we'll be back there afterwards. So